Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Now that the warm weather is finally here, lots of people are taking advantage of it. From backyard projects to exercise, it seems as if everyone in the greater Milwaukee area is putting on sunblock and getting outside. One of our favorite ways to celebrate the summer is by dining al fresco. Restaurants put tables on the sidewalks, and long enclosed patios are opened up and filled up by hungry patrons eager to enjoy the food and the fresh air. Senior editor and dining critic Ann Christensen wrote the cover story in this month's Milwaukee Magazine, The Ultimate Guide to Summer Dining, from patios to rooftops to sidewalks. She tells Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski what makes a good spot for outdoor dining.
I was looking mostly at just incredible outdoor spaces. So, yes, I think comfortable seating. I mean, it doesn't have to be like plush seating, but comfortable enough. Yes, some shade absolutely is necessary. I think having some kind of visual treatment, whether it's landscaped, there are trees nearby, something that gives it, or, you know, like an outdoor fire pit. I mean, little amenities that add some kind of element of extra fun or just a little more aesthetics to it. Those are things I was looking for. I think also the idea of the kind of place that you could see bringing out-of-towners going with a large group of people, because, again, it has just such an energy to it. And then, I mean, this is another thing unto itself that I get into, but the patios then that have a view, you know, whether it's a water view, it could be the river, it could be the lake, or it could be a space that's on top of a building. So there you have like this incredible sky that you're looking up to. So I was looking at all those things, and those are important. I mean, I think sometimes you can have a lot of fun at a table that's just right outside the door of the restaurant.
Well, and I've noticed a lot of restaurants have this very economical way of maybe transforming their existing space into, quote, an outdoor space with the use of garage doors at front. So do you still consider that like, hey, this is still outdoor dining if it's just, all right, we got the doors open and a breeze is coming in?
I think there has to be seating outside the doors for that to happen. So, for instance, when you say that, I think of Merriment Social, which is in kind of the Walker's Point, Fifth Ward area. And they don't put any chairs really out on the sidewalk, but those doors open up, so it is an indoor-outdoor space. I don't think of that as a patio, though. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a place like Cloud Red in Shorewood, which is the old Shorewood Village pub, they specifically designed those windows. So, yeah, they're like doors. You can open them up. And, yeah, there's seating that just flows out onto the sidewalk. So, yeah, that to me that's a patio, you know?
Yeah. So we're going to go into a few different neighborhoods here. So we'll start with Bayview. And one place you have on here is one of my personal favorites, Lulu's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though there's not a lot of room in back of the restaurant, per se, where most patios would be found, the outdoor is right on Kinnikinick.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of experience does that offer people that made you include this?
To me, it's one of my favorite people watching spots because it's such an interesting and busy and lively intersection of streets. So right there is where KK and Howell kind of branch off, and Lincoln is right there. There's so many other places. There's a lot of street activity, a lot of people walking by. That little area also provides enough shade that you don't feel like you're like baking in the sun out there. But also I think that the owners have done a really nice job of kind of, even though it's right on the sidewalk there, of giving it a little bit of privacy with the plants, the sort of the way they set up the tables. You do feel like it's a bit of an extension of the restaurant because, again, they have those windows open, you know, on the north side of the restaurant is in like two storefronts, you know. What I also love about that, and you're not really outside, but there's a really great table that's right inside the restaurant, but it's next to those windows. So you're perfectly shaded, but you get all the like air. I mean, and you feel like you're outside, but you're inside the restaurant. That's a perfect table.
Sounds great. We also have Kindred on KK.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you also pointed out what areas here are also dog friendly, because I know that's probably important to a lot of people here in Milwaukee. If you're going to go out and socialize and enjoy the outside, you want your dog to be able to do the same.
And more places are doing that. A lot of places, when I ask them, you know, they'll say, as long as it's a nice dog. you know, in other words, you know, you're not going to bring a dog that is isn't good to be around other dogs or other people. That probably is not a great idea. But there is, I actually didn't include it in this because we didn't have room, but I had a whole thing on etiquette, bringing your dog to a patio. You know, make sure that you have taken it to do its duty before you sit down. You know, the best place to, for the dog to lay down is probably like, or if it's a small dog, it could be in your lap. Otherwise, it could be under the table or under your chair. You don't want to get it out in the way of other people where someone could trip over your dog. You should keep the dog on its leash as well. And so there are different things that people, I think, I like to think people are really cognizant of that, but maybe that isn't always the case. I mean, I think you're seeing more and more dogs on patios. I think it's great. As long as, you know, everybody's safe and everybody's cool with that, you know, and the dog is happy too. Bring your own bowl too, just in case they don't have a water bowl there.
Exactly.
So there are different things to think about with that.
Mm-hmm. And hopping over to one river view here is Barnacle Buds. You mentioned, you know, skip the food and just have a drink. But
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people don't explore this area of the outskirts of Bayview because it's in that weird transition
yeah.
area where it's edge of Bayview, kind of into Walker's Point, kind of industrial. You know, it's on that side Bay Road
yeah.
where people, other than the workers at the plants, like, might know where to go. So what makes Barnacle Buds a place to
it's
hunt?
Also, well, you mentioned just a little, it's off the beaten path. So you have to know where you're going to get there, which is part of the fun, you know, because, you know, you might take someone there and they're, where are you taking me? You know, you're going back behind all these industrial buildings, as you mentioned. I feel like that is one of the best patios if you want to feel completely transported from the city. You don't hear a lot of noise coming from the city. You can kind of peek over some of the trees and you realize, oh, there are high-rises downtown. How am I that close? You kind of feel like you're in, I don't know, like this little island out in the middle of nowhere. It has kind of this Florida Keys feel to it. You want to sit outside. That's the whole point of this place. So it's a huge deck, picnic tables. They've got bar top tables. Everything's shaded. If you want to be in shade or not, you can be in the sun. And you're right on the river. It's just this impeccable view, and it's quiet. People are just having fun. So to me, it's, again, that feeling. You don't hear, like, major amounts of traffic. You don't have, like, people that are, like, you know, jogging by or biking by and they're trying to like winding around, you know, it just is this really kind of mystical feel to it.
You mentioned, you know, you want to hear, first of all, that it is quieter than the outside surroundings.
Yeah.
A little bit of restaurant noise and social noise isn't a bad thing necessarily, but if you constantly have cars zooming by, you're not exactly going for the escapist
right.
meal that you wanted. One interesting place you have listed in here is the Deer District, which is very much kind of in the hub and heart of a lot of activity
right.
right by the Pfizer Forum. So, I mean, technically the whole place is kind of like an outdoor entertainment, dining kind of area, because it's essentially a big courtyard.
Yeah.
How does that change the game here?
Well, that's kind of the other end of the coin, because you've got, that's where you really want to feel like you're part of a group of people. And you want to watch people, you want to be part of a group, you don't want to feel kind of transported away from something. And you want to feel like that, you know, you're part of the energy of the city. And I don't know of another place where you feel that more than the Deer District. There are quite a number of restaurants over there now. There's Mecca, which is actually more of an entertainment complex. There's Good City Brewing, which has its own beer garden, too. There's Punch Bowl Social, which is it's a national chain, but they have their own location. They have outdoor dining. So, I mean, there's so many opportunities, different ways to sit outside, whether you're just getting a beer at Good City or you're having a meal at one of these spots, and they can just kind of move around. And again, you still feel like you're part of this scene.
Ever growing and changing, it
yeah.
seems. Hasn't
right.
quite established
exactly
anything yet. Yeah,
no,
so
this would
room.
Be like its first, and this would be like its really debut season.
Mm-hmm. One place that I think has really strong outdoor areas is the Third Ward in general. Perhaps because
mm-hmm.
restaurants maybe have a little more physical space that they
mm-hmm.
can inhabit, a little less closer together. What's one place in the Third Ward that is at your top of the list?
It's hard not to mention Benelux, if only because it has the rooftop patio. And they have it set up so perfectly, again, so that, you know, if you want to sit there for hours on end, you can, and you are really comfortable. However, everybody's waiting for a spot up there. So I mean, like, it's such a hard spot to get a table, you know, during the summertime. So I really, obviously really like that. On the river, I think Blue Bat Tequileria, I guess is what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice kind of double deck patio that's right on the water. And I mean, again, just a beautiful spot as the sun is coming down. I think that's like a gorgeous spot to watch the sunset. And as you go up and down the river right there, there are other spots that have some patios like the Ale House, you know. But there's just something about Blue Bats that I really like. It's just, you know, again, it gives you that sense of being on the quiet water. You might see some kayakers go by or a little boat. And again, it's like the city winding down. So I think that one is kind of perfect, too.
When it comes to outdoor dining or patios, the thing I picture in my head and what I want is like a big secluded secret garden, you know, down to like a little wooden fence under an ivy arch, you know, that kind of takes you away from your current setting. So what are your places here in the city that have that quintessential feeling?
Cafe at the Plaza feels like that to me. It's one of my favorite spots for breakfast and lunch and brunch on the weekends. And they have a courtyard patio that you have to be inside you actually have to be in the dining room. They have doors that lead to it. So that's the only way you can get to it. It's completely enclosed. Brick, you know, the sides of the brick of the building all on all the different sides. And the ivy sort of cascading down. And there's flowers back there. And again, unless you are in this building, you don't really know it's there. Nobody from the street is going to be able to see that. So you just feel like you're transported. And very much, again, this idea of being transported from, you know, away from the busyness and, you know, sounds of the city. But you're in this really quiet place. That's a spot that I really wish were open in the evening because I think that would be really fun.
Add some lights. And
exactly. Yeah.
If you're listening, Cafe at the Plaza.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I also had mentioned Cloud Red before, which is this little place in Shorewood. But last year they added a little patio in the back of the building, which again is kind of enclosed. They have some just kind of charming seating, nothing fancy. But again, they added some landscaping to it. So it feels, unless, again, it's one of those kind of, it's sort of a secret patio. You don't know it's there. Unless you go inside and someone mentions it to you. So that's another spot. I'm always looking for those kind of hidden ones.
Yeah, where you have to go through the restaurant in order
to get to it.
Yeah. Another aspect that kind of adds some complexity to the whole outdoor dining definition, food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They are growing ever more popular. You know, you have your standards that are regulars on certain streets or intersections.
Yeah.
You have food truck festivals. Do you think any patio or outdoor dining purists would want this excluded from a list of outdoor dining, or do food trucks have a rightful place?
Oh, I absolutely think they have a rightful place. I think immediately when you talk about food trucks, yeah, you mentioned all these, you know, obviously the traveling things, and there's also going to be a new food park in Walker's Point called Zocalo Food Park, where they're going to be parked all the time. But also Boone and Crockett, which is a bar in Walker's Point, that is also the home of Taco Moto, which used to be called Gypsy Taco. But there are other trucks that park there as well. I think food trucks or street food is such a major component of summer eating. It goes part and parcel with patios. So I don't think you can separate them, which is why I felt like I needed to include them as part of the story.
Well, and it seems to be a great option for restaurants to still have a food option, whether they operate that truck or not. Like
yeah.
if they don't have the physical space or the kitchen, that they are still able to offer this to their customers.
Right. And I mean, that's what Boone and Crockett does. I mean, they aren't a restaurant, they're a bar. And so that's their way of offering food. It makes so much sense to do that. And what I like about it is that just means that there are more opportunities for new food trucks to open in the city and different kinds of food trucks.
But if people don't want to travel for food trucks at a certain location or perhaps go to a backyard patio, they want to see the Milwaukee skyline. You know, they want a unique experience. So what are one of your favorite rooftop experiences when it comes to outdoor dining?
Well, again, the outsider at the top of the Kimpton Journeyman Hotel is amazing. It's really, there's nothing else like it. And what's nice about it, too, is that it's kind of separated into two spaces. It has a completely indoor element with a bar that, you know, you can sit inside if you're too hot out on the patio, or you just, you know, you just want that type of environment of being inside a bar, but you're still on the roof. And then there's the outdoor area, which has games and it has fire pits if you need it. So it's heated if it needs, if it's a little bit chilly up there. And it's just it's a beautiful spot and the view is incredible. And they have their own menu, too, of kind of like snack items and their own cocktail menu as well. So they're pretty smart about the way they put that together. And I remember when it first opened, the first year it opened, in the middle of summer, you would go into the hotel and there would be a line at the elevator to get up there, you know, because there's only a certain number of people that they could fit on the patio up there. It's definitely a spot to try at least once. And I imagine if you try it once, you'll want to go back.
I agree. Well, there's plenty that we didn't cover and
I know,
for people
right?
to explore. Plenty to keep people busy. Probably every weekend they could explore a different thing that you included here. So, Ann Christensen, thanks so much for coming in to talk about
Thank you.
Ann Christensen is Milwaukee Magazine's senior editor and dining critic. She wrote this month's cover story called The Ultimate Guide to Summer Dining, From Patios to Rooftops to Sidewalks. There's more info at WUWM.com.